The Carolina Panthers coming off a big game. He had four tackles. He had a quarterback hit. He had a pass breakup in the win over the Jets. He led all NFL rookies with 116 tackles last season. A two-time Defensive Rookie of the Month. He was the only player to do that last year. A member of the All-Rookie Team. First rookie with at least 100 tackles, two defensive touchdowns, a sack, an INT, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery, and a tackle for loss in a season. You're starting to get a sense. He had a big rookie year. 64th pick overall in 2020 out of Southern Illinois. Carolina at home against New Orleans on Sunday. Jeremy Chin is my guest. Jeremy, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me on, man. I'm doing great.
Good. Good to have you back. All right, so during the offseason, I spoke to you as well as Brian Burns, Derek Brown. Each of you independently had a lot of confidence in the defense, and then you guys go out and you have a big, big game in week one, six sacks, in fact, as a group. I know theoretically that's the plan, right? But did you see yourselves going out and dominating collectively the way you did in that game?
Yeah, I mean, that was our plan going into it, you know, especially going against a rookie quarterback. You know, we wanted to confuse and make them think as much as possible. But we definitely got our foot, you know, headed in the right direction. We have a lot to build off of, but definitely promising, you know, going into next week.
All right, so you got a lot of youth on defense, but at the same time, there's a lot of talent, and you guys really do attack the opposition. Like, give me the mindset of that group. What's the philosophy or the mindset of the defense collectively?
Yeah, we just want to fly around. But, I mean, the biggest thing is we want to do our job for each other. You know, that's the biggest thing that I see. You know, no guy wants to mess up just because we know there's 10 other guys depending on us. So, you know, we all just want to do our job. But we also, you know, we want to fly around and be the first one to the ball.
All right, so as a unit, you want to be there for each other. But let me ask you this. When you talk about doing your job for each other, obviously when you go up against the Jets, that means you're going against Sam Darnold's former team. Was it anything that you guys talked about? Was that something that was part of the conversation that, hey, we got to pick up our quarterback. We got to make sure that we help our guy get a win against his team because we know what that means to him.
Yeah, absolutely. We know how big this game is for Sam, or how big that game was for Sam Darnold, playing against a former team that gave up on him. So, you know, we definitely wanted to get that win for our quarterback.
Jeremy Chin is joining us. Also, something I noticed, Hassan Reddick said after the game that it felt like the defense, quote, put the league on notice, end of quote. Does it feel that way to you as well? Do you think maybe people have been sleeping on this group and that that's going to stop now?
I mean, if they're sleeping or not, like, it doesn't faze us. You know, it doesn't really matter to us. You know, that we have things that we want to get done as a unit. And regardless of people sleeping on us or not, we're going to continue to strive to be there.
Jeremy Chin is joining me. So last season, you started the year with a couple of tough losses. I mean, it's only 1 week, but how good does it feel to start 1-0 after last year when you have those tough losses to start the year?
Yeah, it's a clean slate. You know, it gives us confidence moving forward. Like we've got our best foot forward now, and it's up to us. So, you know, you always want to start the season off with a win. So it's just momentum starting off early.
Now, I mentioned you and I spoke a few months back about the versatility that you brought to the field last year. You had that big year and you made plays all over the field. But the fact is you did play safety and you played linebacker. Now it seems like you're back to primarily playing safety. How does it feel to be back there once again?
I mean, it feels good. It's my natural position, so I feel comfortable back there. But also continue to move closer to the line of scrimmage as well. That's something that I also love doing. And Coach Snow, he's done a lot of things to be able to make me, you know, move around the field and play multiple positions and have different roles on the defense.
Jeremy Chin's joining me. So you broke out the Steph Curry Davidson jersey for the arrival to the game on Sunday. That's part of a tradition that you started this year. For those who do not know what that's about, can you break that down? Where did the idea come from and what are you doing with it?
Yeah, so what I'm doing is I'm wearing a Carolina Legend for each home jersey. So these Carolina Legends were either born here in North or South Carolina, either played at one of the Carolinas collegiately or professionally. And so I'm going to wear their jersey for each home game. And then after the game, I'll sign a jersey, the athlete will sign a jersey, and then we'll auction it off. And then each dollar that's raised from the auction will be donated to their charity. So for Steph, the proceeds from that auction will be donated to the Eat, Learn, Play Foundation that him and Aisha have created. And really the idea, it came from Tony Bonagura. So shout out to Tony Bonagura. He introduced the idea, and then really as a team and as an agency, we kind of just threw on ideas like what can we do with the jerseys, what can we do with the proceeds, but also, you know, keep in mind honoring just the area of Carolina who's embraced me so, you know, open arm.
Yeah, I like that. So if people are interested in bidding on those jerseys, where do they go to make a bid?
Yeah, they can go to my website, www.thejeremychen.com, and view the auction there. And so the Steph Curry one, it's running right now. So, yeah, it's up. That's where you can – each jersey will be on there throughout the season.
Jeremy Chen is joining us. I like that. Great cause. You know, you mentioned the relationship you have with the area and the fans. You know, given the way you've started your career and the impact you've already had in that area, it seems like it's only a matter of time before one day, dude, you will be one of the Carolina legends that they're repping with jerseys. How would you describe that relationship that you have with the Panther fans?
It's great. Like, you know, last year it was so different because, you know, I couldn't actually interact with them. I couldn't see them. So, you know, I couldn't have that face-to-face, I guess, like I said, interaction with them on the field, you know, away from the field, things like that. So, you know, now I just want to show them that, you know, I appreciate really just them sticking with the organization and still being around and supporting, even though they weren't able to be in person.
Like, Jeremy, from a football standpoint, it's one thing, like, you're right, you can't interact with the fans, but from a football standpoint, you had something closer to a normal offseason compared to last year, which was so different. How does this season feel compared to last year when you were a rookie from a football and operational standpoint?
Yeah, it's so much different. I feel like the game has definitely slowed down a ton for me just because I've been able to use these last few months just for football. From OTAs to camp and being around football and being around my teammates and being around the building and things like that. And also having a year under my belt, just knowing some things that I didn't know last year heading into the season as far as, you know, nutrition, eating, taking care of my body and different techniques heading throughout the week. So I just feel the best on game day.
So what's your approach to nutrition? What are the types of things that you fuel up with? And what are you doing differently this year as compared to last year when it comes to what you put in your body?
Yeah, so nutrition-wise, definitely getting a lot more starches and carbs and vegetables, getting more, I guess, balanced diet than what I had last year. So this year, actually, I do have a chef. Last year, I didn't have one, so I was just kind of, you know, eating whatever I can get my hands on. But no, this year, I'm definitely more balanced. And a goal of mine is to play, you know, every game around the same weight. Last year, it was kind of up and down. And then as far as taking care of my body, getting massages and things throughout the week, and recovering from Sunday's game, Sunday night, just getting in tubs, things like that, just so I can, you know, feel my best come by Wednesday, so I'm, you know, just ready to roll.
That is the moneymaker. All right, so on Sunday, you've got the Saints. I know it's early in the week and your preparation, but how different does that offense feel with Jameis Winston at quarterback instead of Drew Brees?
Yeah, one thing about Jameis, he's not afraid to throw the ball. He'll throw it deep. He'll throw it behind you if he sees, you know, you're lighting up. You know, I just got done watching the Packers game, and you know, some of their DBs they kind of stop covering down the field because they don't think he'll throw it that far. They don't believe he can throw it that far, but he'll let it fly. So you definitely got to cover all the way, you know, through the back of the end zone when you're playing against him.
It's going to be a good matchup. Carolina at home against New Orleans on Sunday. Jeremy Chen joining us once again. Jeremy, it's great to have you back. Appreciate that. Good luck this weekend. And it's always good to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, Jeremy, very much. Good to have you back. Thanks so much.